Excellence, distinguished representatives, dear colleagues, thank you once again for your views expressed today in our informal meeting. First of all, I want to echo those delegations who commended the constructive attitude in which we've been conducting these conversations. It's very much my impression that the mood of the room is that we want to move back to work and that we want to find a way of structuring our discussions this year in such a way as facilitates substantive discussions on the items on our agenda. So I want to thank delegations for the attitude and the approach with which they have conducted these conversations. At the same time, I wish to recall that this is a procedural decision that we're taking. We are talking about a way of structuring our time and allocating our time and resources to the discussions that we want to have. We have taken some time over this because it's important that we get that right, but we're not discussing a treaty. We are not discussing a move on any of the substantive issues of our agenda in this. So I do appeal to all delegations to bear that in mind as we try and finalise the text of our draft decision. While, of course, we will endeavour to our utmost to make sure that this is a balanced text which meets the concerns of delegations and can command consensus, we do ask for flexibility in discussing what is, after all, a procedural timetabling decision. Having listened to the discussion today, I will reflect carefully on what has been said and the proposals that have been made both orally and in writing. I remain at the disposal of any delegation who wishes to consult us bilaterally or make their views known either orally or in writing. I propose to issue a new revision of the text tomorrow. This text will incorporate the names of the coordinators and the timetable, which I hear that is important to delegations in considering this discussion. The new text will, to the best of my ability, reflect the balance as I see it of the views expressed today and in previous sessions. As many other delegations have pointed out, time is short. We do not see the utility of continuing this conversation ad infinitum. We do need to use the remainder of this session to discuss the substantive issues on our agenda, which are important issues. As such, I propose to take action on this decision next week, I will communicate through the Secretariat the exact plans for how we use our time next week. I see no more requests for the floor, in which case I thank distinguished colleagues for their time and their views once again. Correction, I recognize the distinguished representative of China.